喜乐满足。
He didn't get any peace or joy from his church at that time.
他虽然有时候上其他东东教会去参加聚会
，and sometimes he will go to the service.
但是呢，心里还是觉得很虚空。
But he felt emptiness in his heart.
所以他就有机会啊，归入真教会。
So he had a chance to join the true church.
啊，虽然他看起来年纪很轻啊
，and although he looked very young,
但他事实上有很多属灵的经验。
But he had a lot of spiritual experience.
那我们很高兴啊，晚上啊有这个机会，请他来这里为主做见证。
And would like to welcome him to be here to bear testimony for the Lord.
那他的名字很长。
And his name is pretty long.
啊，他的 first name 啊叫做 Vuti.
His first name is Vuti.
啊，这个 last name 啊，他的姓叫做 Normantia.
His last name is Normantia.
这个太长，所以叫他 Pastor Vuti 这样比较简单了。
So everybody call him Pastor Vuti.
那事实上要叫他那 Pastor Normantia。
Nobody ever call him Pastor Normantia.
你叫他顺口的话，可以这样叫。
And if it's easier for you to pronounce his name,
啊，觉得太长的话，可以叫 Pastor Vuti。
And if you think the name is too long, you can just say Pastor Vuti。
好，那我们在请他上来为主做见证以前呢，我们请诗班啊，先来献诗。
Before I ask him to here to conduct the service, we'd like to welcome Houston Church Choir to present a few hymns.
Hallelujah, peace complete you all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安降临在各位身上。
First of all, I praise and thank God I can be here to have fellowship with all of you.
感谢赞美神能够在这里跟各位一起团契。
Tonight I would like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
今天我要跟各位分享是遵行神旨意的
以德福。Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 21.
请看启示录第二十一章，启示录第二十一章
，verse 3 and verse 4。
第三节，第四节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4.
启示录第二十一章
verse 3.
第三节。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4.
第四节,
and God will wipe every tears from their eyes. There should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There should be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So we can see in these two verses is a time that John saw the new heaven and new earth.
那在这里呢，我们看到约翰看见了新天新地。
And during time he heard a loud voice.
他听见了大的声音。
And this loud voice came from heaven.
那声音是从天上而来的。
And it says to him, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
说看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
And he will dwell with them.
他要与人同住。
And they shall be his people.
要他们要做他的子民。
And God himself will be with them and be their God.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
So because of this, God will wipe every tears from their eyes.
因为这样子的话，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。They
should be no more death.
也不再有死亡。Nor
sorrow.
不再有悲伤。Nor
crying.
不再有哭嚎。There
should be no more pain.
也不会有疼痛。For
the former things have passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。You
can see every single one of us we want to be at this place.
我们这里的每一位都想要到这样子一个地方去。Because
this place is the heavenly kingdom.
因为这是天国。We
know on this earth.
我们知道在这世上,
it doesn't matter where we go.
我们不管去哪里,
there will be crying.
那里都会有哭嚎,
there will be pain.
那里都会有疼痛,
and there will be death.
那里都会有死亡,
but the heavenly kingdom
但是在天国,
is the place
那是一个地方,
where God will wipe every tears from our eyes.
神就会把所有的眼泪都擦干,
there's no more crying.
再也不会有哭嚎,
because there's no more death.
因为不再会有死亡。
So that's why for us as Christians, our hope is not in this world.
所以当我们做基督徒来说, 我们的希望, 盼望不是在这世上。
Even though America is one of the greatest countries we can live in,
虽然美国是世界上最好的国家,
many people would love to come to this country.
很多人乐意来这个国家。
I mean, most of us sitting here, I think we come from other countries rather than from here.
在座的各位大部分都是从其他的国家移民来这里的。
Just like myself when I was younger.
就像我在我年少的时候。
I heard from many people that America, the street would pay for gold.
那我听到美国是好像路市金铺的。
And you, whatever you want to be, you can be in America.
你在美国你想要达成什么你都可以做得到。
So because of this, I want to come here so much.
就是因为这样我很想到美国来。
That's why my parents, they escaped from Cambodia and came to America.
这就是我的父母从柬埔寨他们逃到美国来。
The same thing when I go to evangelism in Africa.
那同样的是我在去非洲做宣道工作的时候。
You can see many brothers and sisters would love to come to America.
我可以看到很多的弟兄姐妹他们想到美国来。
Because America for them is like heaven on earth.
因为美国对他们来说就是在地上的天国。
And then I share with them.
那我就跟他们分享。
Do you know that America every single year 30,000 people kill themselves?
我说你们知道吗? 在美国有每年3万的人他们自杀。
Of course they cannot believe this.
他们不肯相信。
Say how can people live in America want to kill themselves?
他们说在美国这么好的地方, 为什么有人愿意会自杀呢?
Because when they think about America, you can see they really want to be here.
你在跟他们谈到美国的时候呢，你了解他们真正是很想来到这里。
I remember one time we went to a village to preach the gospel.
那有一天我们到一个村庄去传福音。And
before we preach the gospel to this village, you must talk to the chief of the village first.
那你要进这个村庄以前呢，你要跟这里的村长先打跟招呼。
During this time, me and two other workers, we went together.
那时候我还有另外两位做圣工的人跟我一起去。
Of course, during this time when we went, the chief was still inside his room.
那当晚我们去的时候，那个村长呢还在他的房间里面。
So two of his translators came out to talk to us.
所以两个帮他做翻译的人呢，出来跟我们交谈。Because
I was the youngest one, so I must sit the furthest from the chief.
那因为我的年纪最轻，所以我必须跟村长坐得最远。And
then whoever's oldest, you know, sit closer to the chief.
比较年长的呢，就可以跟村长坐得比较接近一点。Then when the
chief came out.
那当他出来的时候,
we cannot talk directly to him.
我们不能直接跟他对话。
We must talk to the translator.
我们必须要先跟翻译的人。
And then the translator would talk to the chief.
然后翻译的人呢，转达我们的讯息给村长。
Then the chief would talk to the translator.
村长呢，还会再把他的讯息传达给这个翻译。
And the translator would talk to us.
翻译呢，再把村长讲的告诉我们。
Because I was the youngest one, I was last to speak.
因为我是最年轻的，我是最后一个。 发言的。
So the time I told him I'm from America.
那时候我跟他说我是从美国来的。
And the minute the chief heard I was from America, then he talked to me directly.
当他听到我是从美国来的时候呢，这位村长呢就直接跟我对话。
He's like, hey, what part of country you come from?
他说你从美国的哪里来的
？I'm like, wow, you speak perfect English.
我说哇，你的英文讲得这么好。
He's like, yeah, I've been to America many times.
他说啊，我去过美国好多好多次。
And then you can see his eyes open so wide.
你可以看他的眼睛就发亮。
But for us here in Houston,
但是在我们休斯顿的人
maybe especially in the summertime, right?
尤其是在夏天的时候
a lot of, it's very humid here, right?
非常的潮湿，对不对？
That's why the house here is quite cheap.
所以我们的房子在这里都不是很贵。
But you go to the Bay Area,
但是你如果到西岸
you cannot buy any house that is, you know, decent at less than $1 million.
你100万以下的房子呢，都不是很好的房子。
Because the weather is very nice.
因为那边的气候很好。
I mean, those of us who like to play golf, you can play 365 days out of the year.
那些喜欢打高尔夫球的人呢，在西岸他可以每天
even then,
每年打365次。
Even people live in San Jose area.
就算那些住在圣何西附近的人
they want to go Hawaii.、Right?
他们想要去夏威夷。
Because Hawaii is really a beautiful place.
夏威夷是一个很美丽的地方。
A green and blue ocean.
你还看到这个海水是蓝色的。
Especially Kauai. Kauai.
Kauai 这个地方。
I love Kauai.
我真的很热爱这个地方。
Because Kauai is a very beautiful place.
这是一个非常美丽的地方。
And plus, one of our members have a house right across from the beach.
那有一位信徒呢，就住在这个海滩的旁边。
And his house has a pool.
那他的家里面呢有一座游泳池。
And this pool, he fed this pool the waters from the mountain, right?
他是用山上的泉水装满他的游泳池。
So while I was swimming in the pool, I can drink the water at the same time.
所以当我在游泳的时候，我可以喝池子里的水。
There's no chlorine in it.
那里面呢是没有化学药品。
And the water tastes so sweet.
那这个水喝起来是这么的甜美。
Not only that, they have papaya tree.
那在旁边呢还有木瓜树。
They have mango tree.
还有芒果树
They have lychee tree
还有荔枝树
The last time I went there, there was so much lychee on the branches that most of the branches on the ground because there's so many of it.
那时候我去访问的时候呢，荔枝树因为荔枝太多都垂到地上来了。
And also, if you like frogs, right? You like frogs.
如果你喜欢田鸡的话
One of the pastors, he loved frogs.
有一位传道他很喜欢田鸡。
So the last time he went to the taro patch and got like a dozen of frogs and they're like this big.
然后他就去买了这些田蛙。
Yeah, so he, you know, he fried the legs and then make the soup of the body and say it tastes so good.
然后他把他的腿剁下来炸了，然后又煮了汤，说这些实在是人间美味。
But if you go to Hawaii,
但是如果你去夏威夷
and you know one of the highest diabetes rate is in Hawaii.
你说在美国糖尿病最多的人比例上来说呢，就是夏威夷。
Because maybe they eat too much, so they have, you know, a lot of diabetes.
那也许他们喝了太多的汽水呢，所以他们就有糖尿病。
And one of the highest rate of, you know, drugs problems in Hawaii.
那在那边也有美国比例上讲最高用药的比例。
It doesn't matter where we go on earth.
不管在世上的哪一个地方。
Even in Hawaii, people get sick and die.
就在夏威夷的话，人还是会生病，还是会死亡。
But for us,
但是对我们来说
we know that heaven is not on this earth.
我们知道天国不是在这世上的。
Because on this earth, as long as people are crying, people have pain, people die, this is not heaven.
因为这里呢，有人哭嚎，有人悲哀，有人疼痛，这不是天国。
The oldest twin is in Japan, right? The oldest twin couple.
在美国，在日本呢，他们有最年长的一对双胞胎。
I think they're about 115 years old.
那他们大概年纪是。115岁左右。
So many people go and interview them.
很多人呢就去访问他们。
To ask them how, you know, what do you eat that you can live for so long?
说你吃什么所以才能够活得这么长寿。
What kind of diet do they go through that can live for so long?
你每天吃的食物是什么让你能够活得这么长久。
But when I look at these twins,
但是当我看到这对双胞胎的时候
I do not want to be that old.
我并不想要活到那么老。
Their faces, they're so wrinkled, they just look like just like prune, right?
那他们的脸呢都像风干的
They look like raisin, isn't it?
的葡萄干一样。
And then they walk like that.
他们走起来呢都驼背。
Because they are so old.
因为他们的年纪是这么的大。
I do not want to live on this earth forever, that is for sure.
我并不想住在这世上住这么长的时间。
Even the twin can live to 1,000 years old, why you want to live in that kind of, you know, position, in that kind of, you know, the health is not too good.
就像你能活到1,000岁，你又为什么想要这样呢？因为你的健康状况已经不是那么好了。
I'm sure that every single one of us, you want to go to heavenly kingdom.
那我想在这里每位都想要进天国。
But the big question is,
但是很大的问题是
How can we go to the heavenly kingdom?
我们要怎么能够
If the heavenly kingdom is so easy to get there, everyone will go there.
如果是这么容易的进去的话，每一个人都可以进天国。
But according to the Bible,
但是照圣经的话来说
the way to the heavenly kingdom is very narrow.
到天国的门是很窄的。
And only few people can find it.
只有很少的人能够找到这条道路。
So we must be few of those few people.
所以我们必须是这么少数的人里面的。
Listen to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
请看马太福音第七章
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to verse 23
马太福音第七章第二十一节到二十三节
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to verse 23
马太福音第七章二十一节到二十三节
Verse 21
第二十一节
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22
二十二节
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23.
二十三节
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we can see during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciple, not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这里主耶稣基督跟门徒说不是凡称呼我主我主的人啊都能进天国的
But only those who do the will of the Father in heaven
唯独遵行我父旨意的人
But many would go to him during that day
我们就是想要是这些人之内
That is the day of judgment
那时候呢就是审判的日子
They will complain against him
那时候他们会埋怨
They will say to him
他们会告诉他说
Have we not prophesied in your name?
我们是不是奉你的名传道
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们是不是奉你的名赶鬼
Have we not performed miracles and signs in your name?
我们是不是用你的名行了许多异能
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say?
但是主耶稣基督怎么告诉他呢
He said, I never knew you depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So that's why for every Christian.
所以这里呢，我们知道，对每一位基督徒来说
Don't think we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
不要想象我们是一定可以进天国的。
For these people to call Jesus Lord, Lord, they must be Christian.
For 这些呢称主啊我主啊的人呢他们也是基督徒。
For them to prophesy in the name of Jesus.
那时候他们照神的旨意传福音。
They must be Christian.
他们是基督徒。
For them to cast out demons in the name of Jesus, they must be Christian.
他们奉主的名赶鬼他们必定是基督徒。
And for them to perform many miracles and signs.
那他们行了很多异能。
But why all these things cannot allow them to enter the kingdom of heaven?
那为什么做了这么多呢？还不能让他们进天国呢
？There's only one thing they did not do.
只有一件事情他们没有做。
That is to do the will of the Father.
他们没有遵行父的旨意。
So that's why it's so important for every single one of us.
所以这遵行我父旨意呢，是对我们来说很重要的一件事。
What is the will of the Father?
父的旨意是什么呢
？So we must go back to the Bible.
所以我们必须要回到圣经来看。
That's why sometimes religion is very dangerous.
所以有的时候我们要很小心
Just like the extreme Muslim
就好像是这些极端的回教徒一样
Why are they be able to strap themselves with bombs and go to a crowd area and blow themselves up with all other people
他们为什么身上绑了炸弹到人很多地方然后自杀呢
Because they believe they die for this kind of cause there's 70 virgins waiting for them in heaven
因为他们觉得他们这样子做的话那他们会回到天国去。
But for us as Christians, we know better.
但是我们基督徒了解的更透彻。
And also as Christians,
还有我们当基督徒
，we also must be very careful.
我们也必须要很小心。
Because many people promise us many things.
很多人呢，他们应许了很多事情。
Just like the evangelists when they have this crusade.
就像他们有些人在要做这十字军东征。
On the end of their sermon,
他们做这种宣道的工作的时候
，they just say, "If you want to be saved, come up."
他说：“你们来呢，然后就到前面来。
And confess Jesus your Lord.
然后承认基督是你的耶稣，基督是你的救主。
And believe in your heart, and you will be saved.
你在心里相信的话呢，你就得救了。
Then they raise their hand and just say, "You are saved."
然后把手伸出来，放下来，就说你已经得救了。
Is this according to the Bible?
这是照圣经所行的吗
？Is this according to God's will?
这是神的旨意吗
？So that's why many people can promise us many things.
这就很多人他可以答应很多事情。
But the end result.
但是后果呢
Is it going to lead us to the heavenly kingdom?
是会让我们进天国呢
That's right now I promise every single one of you.
那我现在就跟大家保证
Whatever kind of car you drive outside in a parking lot, I will give you $100,000 for it.
那你不管怎么样我用十万块钱来买你停在停车场的车子
If you drive a Toyota, you probably be happy, right?
啊你如果开的是 Toyota 的车子也许你就很高兴
That's like, you know, $75,000 more.
啊你因为这个比你原价那样要高75,000块钱
But only one condition.
但是只有一个条件。
I will not pay you until you die.
那是我要到你死的时候呢，才把钱付给你。
I'm sure none of you, even if I give you $1 million for your car, you wouldn't give to me.、Right?
那就算是我付100万的话呢，没有人在座的任何一位会把车子这样子卖给
我。If you die already, how do you know I will pay you the money?
当你过世以后呢，你怎么知道我会不会付你钱
？So the same thing with Christianity.
这跟基督教来说是一样的。
Many people promise us to go to the kingdom.
很多人他保证你可以进天国。
But when do we know?
但是我们什么时候才会知道呢
？It's when we die.
是我们死亡的那一天。
Of course, it's not a sure thing.
那这当然呢，不是可以保证的。
But let's go back to the Bible.
但是我们回到圣经来看。
Because these people that call Jesus Lord, Lord.
因为这些说我主啊，我主啊的人。
But they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
他们都不能都进天国。
Because they must do God's will.
因为他们必须要行呢。
Listen to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6.
请看路加福音第六章。
The book of Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Verse 46.
第46节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 46.
路加福音第六章第46节。
But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊？主啊，却不遵我的话呢？
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
It's not how we know God, it's how God knows us.
不是我们怎么样认识神，是神怎么样来了解我们。
And how does he know us?
他怎么样来认识我们呢？
We must do his will.
我们必须要遵从他的旨意。
That's why, if we call him Lord, Lord, and why don't we do the things that he tells us to do?
那在这里他说，你们呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵行我的话。
For example, many of us, we know Obama, right?
我们举个例子，大家都认得美国总统。
We know Obama is the president of the United States.
他是美国的总统。
And maybe people in Hawaii they love him.
也许在夏威夷的人，他们都很热爱他。
Because he was from there.
因为他是从那里来的。
So maybe one of them love Obama very much.
那也许有一个人他很爱。
Every morning they get up, Obama, I love you, Obama, I love you.
他每天早上起来说，总统 ，Obama， 总统，我爱你。
Before they go to sleep, Obama, I love you, Obama, I love you.
那他每天。睡觉以前他也是这样子说。
And they do this for a whole year.
他每天都这样子做。
Then they go to the White House.
然后他就到了白宫去。
Say, my name is so and so, I know Obama.
他说我的名字是什么？我认识总统奥巴马。
I want to see him.
我想要跟他见面。
Would they let them in?
那这个白宫的警卫会让他进去吗？
Of course not.
那当然不会。
Yes, you can proclaim you know Obama.
你可以自称说你认得总统奥巴马。
But I'm sorry, Obama do not know you.
但是总统并不认识你。
The same thing with God.
这跟神是一样的。
How do we allow him to know us by doing his will?
我们要怎么样让他能认识我们呢？就是要行他的旨意。
Then when we go to the gate of the heavenly kingdom.
所以当我们到天国的门前的时候。
Not only that we know him, he knows us.
我们不只是我们认识他，他也认识我们。
Because if we do his will, he will know us by name.
因为如果我们遵行他的旨意的话，他就会知道我们的名字。
And then what is his will?
那他的旨意是什么呢？
What is the way we must do to enter the kingdom of heaven?
那我们要怎么做呢，才能进天国呢？
It's in the book of John chapter 3.
请看约翰福音第三章。
The book of John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
The book of John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
第五节，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So during this time, Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, came to talk to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这时候，尼哥底母呢，来跟耶稣对话。
Even though he was a ruler of the Jews, have no idea how to get into heaven.
那他虽然是一个犹太法利赛人呢的官，但是他并不知道怎么样能够入天国。
So our Lord Jesus Christ said to him.
所以主耶稣基督回答他说
，You must be born again.
你要重生。
Then Nicodemus was so confused.
他就觉得很怀疑。
He said, "A man when a man is old, how can he be born again?"
他说我已经这么老了，如何能够重生呢
？Can he go the second time to his mother's womb?
我能够再进我母亲的腹里面吗
？But Jesus said to him.
但是主耶稣基督跟他说
，Most assuredly.
我实实在在的告诉你。
This means it's certain, it's definitely, you must be born of water and spirit if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他这里讲得很清楚，你要实实在在的告诉他说，人不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
This is the will of God.
这就是神的旨意。
If anyone have not been born of water and spirit, they could not enter the kingdom of God.
一个人如果不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Not because we say so.
并不是我们说的。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the one that tells us we must be born again.
因为这是主耶稣基督他亲自告诉我们的，要重生。
So if anyone tells us any other way to enter the kingdom of heaven, this is a wrong way.
如果其他人告诉我们有另外可以进天国的方式的话呢， 是不正确的。
Because Jesus is the only way.
因为主耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
And Jesus tells us the way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣基督也告诉我们进天国的道路。
But first we must learn what does it mean to be born of water.
那我们先要学什么样是从水生的。
Then tomorrow morning we'll study what it means to be born of the Spirit.
明天早上呢，我们学习怎么样才能从圣灵而生。
So what does it mean to be born of water?
怎么样才是从水而生呢？
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
请看马可福音第十六章。
Verse 16.
第十六章
Mark chapter 16 verse 16
马可福音第十六章第十六节
verse 16
第十六节
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Before our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven,
在我们主耶稣基督升天前
He commanded disciples go into all the world and preach the gospel.
他要门徒出去传福音。
Say he who believes.
他说信而受洗
and is baptized
受洗的
will be saved
必然得救
baptism represents born of water
那洗礼呢就表示从水
but he who does not believe
那些不信的呢
he does not believe this means they will not be baptized
就是没有受洗礼的
then they will be condemned
必定被定罪
so why a person if they want to enter the kingdom of heaven they must be baptized
这就是为什么要想进天国的呢就必定要受洗礼
because in the book of Romans chapter 3
因为在罗马书第三章
God said
神说
all have sinned and fall short of God's glory
每一个人他们都是有罪的
this means from the beginning
所以在从头从一开始
of course maybe some of us
那当然有的时候我们呢
we say to ourselves,
我们跟我们自己说
I have not sinned against God.
我们在神面前并没有犯罪
I have not stole from anyone.
我并没有偷窃
I have not killed anyone.
我也没有杀人
I have not lied to anyone.
我也没有说谎
And why did God say all have sinned and fall short of God's glory?
那为什么他说每个人都是有罪的呢
But when God say all have sinned and fall short of God's glory, this means that from the beginning he created men and his own likeness and his own image.
那是人神一开始造人的时候是照他的形象来造人
But because Adam and Eve have sinned against God
但是因为亚当夏娃他们犯罪了
And then no longer they have the image and likeness of God
他们在神里面并不是照他的形象了
Because they allow sin to come into the world
因为他们让罪来到了世上
And this sin spread to all men
那这些罪呢就这样子传下来
So this means anyone who born of a woman born in sin
就是每一个从母体而生的呢都是有罪的
Except for our Lord Jesus Christ
除了主耶稣基督之外
So this means every single one of us who born a woman we born in sin
所以我们这里的每一位每一个人呢都是有罪的
And the consequence of sin is spiritual death
那罪的结果呢就是灵性上的死亡
This means if we are not born again
这就是说如果你不再重生的话
We cannot go to heaven the kingdom.
我们就不能去天国
Because spiritual death is to spend eternity with Satan himself
因为灵性上的死亡呢就是会永远跟撒旦结合在一起
So that's why it's so important
所以这是这么的重要
We must be baptized
我们必须要接受洗礼
Because in the beginning we have no hope to enter the kingdom of heaven
所以一开始我们没有进天国的盼望
But God loves us so much
但是神是这么的爱我们的
He sent his only begotten son to die for us on the cross
他把他的独生爱子赐给我们死在十字架上
And through his blood
借着他的宝血
We can redeem
我们就能够重生
And through his blood
借着他的宝血
We can have the hope that one day we can enter the kingdom of heaven
我们就有一天能够入天国的盼望
Because our Lord Jesus Christ
就是因为主耶稣基督
He is the image and likeness of God
因为他是神的形象
So the Bible said
所以圣经上说
When we are baptized
当我们受洗之后
We put on our Lord Jesus Christ
我们把耶稣到我们心里
And then once again
就这样子
We have the image and likeness of God
我们就跟神的形象相符合
Then we can enter the kingdom of heaven
我们就能进天国
But maybe some will say to ourselves
那有的时候我们会这样子问我们自己
What about people who never knew God
那这些不认识神的人会怎么样呢
Look at the thief on the cross for example
我们看到跟耶稣一起受死的
He was not baptized
有一个强盗他并没有受洗
He did not receive the Holy Spirit
他也没有接受洗礼
But Jesus promised him
也没有受圣灵但是主耶稣基督应许他
Today you will be with me in paradise
今天你会跟我一起到天国
He was not baptized
他没有受洗
But he still be able to go to heaven
但是他还是入了天国
But we look at the Bible
但是我们读圣经
We know when Jesus on the cross
我们知道当时主耶稣基督在十字架上
The salvation plan is not complete yet
在那时候救恩还没有成全
So because of this the robber on the cross still belong to Old Testament
所以这个 其中的一个强盗呢，还是属于旧约的。
Then how can a person be safe in Old Testament?
在旧约呢，怎么样能够得救呢
？It's through their faith.
是因为借着他们的信心。
And for sure, the robber on the cross had faith.
那他这个强盗呢，是有信心的。
Because before he died,
因为在他死亡之前
，he said to Jesus Christ,
他跟主耶稣基督说
，Please remember me when your kingdom come.
当你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
This take a lot of faith.
这个要很多的信心才能说
出的话。So because of his faith, our Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
就是因为他的信心，所以主耶稣基督
，You will be with me in paradise.
跟他说你会跟我在天国在一起。
But that's before Jesus crucified and shed his blood for us.
这是当他为我们流血之前。
But after he died and shed his blood for us.
当他为我们流宝血之后。
And he ascended to heaven.
他升天。
Then the salvation plan had been complete.
救恩就成全了。
So everybody who want to enter the kingdom of heaven must be born again of water.
所以每一个想要进天国呢，就必须借着水而重生。
What about some people that never know God before?
那些如果没有认识神的人呢
？For sure they can enter the kingdom of heaven.
那当然他们也可以进天国。
Is this biblical?
但是这是圣经上所讲的吗
？Let's read the Bible.
我们来读圣经。
Let's go book of Romans.
请看罗马书。
So that's why if we proclaim that we are Christian,
所以当我们自称是基督徒的时候
we must look at the Bible.
我们必须要读圣经。
Because the Bible is the will of God.
因为圣经是神的旨意。
If we do the will of God, we will enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们做神的旨意，我们就会进天国。
Romans chapter 2.
请看罗马书第二章。
The book of Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Verse 14 and 15.
第十四节，第十五节。第十四节
For when Gentiles who do not have the law but by nature do the things in the law, these although not having the law are law to themselves. Verse 15.
第十五节
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing them or excusing them. So we can see here a lot of people read these two verses thinking that if you do not know God by your conscience, you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
那些人读了这两节经文，就是说你虽然不认识神，但是你心里有神的概念呢，你就可以进天国。
But that's not the what God intended to say.
但是这并不是神他想说的。
What he said in verse 14, 15, that everyone who born of woman they have conscience.
那在这里说，每一个人他都有他的
go ahead.
他的良知。
They know what is right and they know what is wrong.
他们知道什么是正确的，什么是不对的。
Even a little kid.
就算是一个小孩。
My nephew, right? My nephew, he's living with me now.
我有一个侄子跟我一起住。
Last year when he was 4 years old.
去年他四岁。
During that time, he was hungry.
那时候他肚子饿了。
So he asked my mother for food.
他就问我的母亲要食物吃。
So my mother gave him a big cookie.
所以我的妈妈呢，给他一个很大的饼干。
And only a couple minutes later, and then he said, "Oh, I'm hungry."
过了两分钟他又说我还是饿。
And ask him, what happened to your cookie?
我问他说你的饼干呢
?And the cookie is a big one, right?
那个饼干是很大的。
No way he can finish that in a couple of minutes.
他没有办法在两分钟以内。
But he said, oh, I ate it all.
他说我把它吃完了。
I said, are you sure you ate it all?
我说你确定你吃完了吗
?He said, yes, I ate it all.
他说是的。
Then I went to look at the trash barrel.
然后我就跑去垃圾桶看。
And then, sure enough,more than half the cookies in the garbage.
我看到呢，还有超过一半的饼干在这个垃圾桶里面。
And I told him,
我就跟他说
，Because you lie,
因为你说谎。
And then I must punish you,
我就要处罚你。
So for 1 month you cannot ride your bicycle.
所以一个月你不能骑你的脚踏车。
So during time I took his bicycle to the garage and I put on the highest place because I'm the tallest one in the family, right?
然后我就把他的脚踏车放到我们的车库，放到最高的地方，因为我是我家里面最高的人。
So no one can get except for my for myself.
那其他人都拿不到，只有我可以拿得到。
I was studying.
那时候呢，我在学习。
In front of the house, I was studying in front of the house.
我在家的门口。
Then my nephew go to my mother.
然后我的侄子呢就跑去我妈妈那边说。
He said, "Grandma, Grandma, I want to ride a bicycle."
他说：“祖母啊，祖母，我想要骑这个脚踏车。”
And my mother said, "Your uncle grounded you already."
然后他就告诉我，就说：“这个你的叔父呢，已经叫你不能骑脚踏车了。”
And my nephew 4 years old, "Don't worry, he's studying in front. He's not going to hear us."
他说：“没有关系，他在门口，他听不到我们。”
He said, "If I open the my mother said, if I open the garage, he can hear us."
他说：“如果我开了这个车库的门呢，他会听到我们的。”
Plus, the bike is so high, I cannot get to it.
脚踏车那么高，我拿不到。
And what did my nephew say?
那我的侄子怎么说呢
？I'll bring a chair for you out there. You can stand on a chair and get the bike.
他说我会去帮你拿一张椅子，你可以站在椅子上帮我把脚踏车取下来。
Let me open the garage very slowly.
然后我们把这个车库慢慢的打开。
4 years old.
他才四岁。
He knows what's right and what's wrong.
他知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Why did he throw the cookie away?
他为什么把饼干丢掉呢
？Because he knows if he did not finish eating, and then I would not give him any more food to eat.
如果他没有吃完的话，我不会再给他多余的食物。
So that's why we all have conscience.
所以每个人都有他的良知。
No one in this room can say, if you are married, you go out and have a sexual relationship with another person, you think that is okay.
没有人在座的认为你结婚了，你在有婚外情的话呢，是可以被原谅的。
Of course, it becomes so normalized, you think it's okay, but it's not okay. Unconsciously, you know that it's wrong.
在良知上，你知道是不对的。
If you go out and kill a person,
你如果去外面杀了一个人,
you know killing is wrong.
你知道杀人是不对的。
And even you go out and eat a person, you know that eating another person is wrong, right?
你如果去吃一个人也是不对的。
But you don't need the Bible to tell you that it's wrong.
这并不要圣经教导你这是不对的。
But look at in Romans chapter 2, verse 12.
那我们现在来看罗马书第二章第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
For as many have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. Can you read it?
罗马书第二章第十二节，凡没有律法犯的罪的，也必不按律法灭亡。
These are the people who do not know God.
这些是不认识神的人。
But the Bible said if they have sinned without the law, will also perish without the law.
凡没有律法犯的罪的，也并不按律法灭亡。凡在律法下犯的罪的，必要按律法受审判。
And as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
在律法内犯的罪呢，也要按律法受审判。
If they are judged by the law, no one can be saved.
那如果要照律法来受审判的话呢，没有人能够得救。
God say all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
那每个人，他说每个人都是有罪的。
So that's why even if you do not know God, you cannot be saved.
就算你不认识神，你也不能得救。
Because look at verse 16.
如果我们看第十六节。Romans
chapter 2 verse 16.
罗马书第二章第十六节。
In the day when God will judge the secret of man by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
就在神借着耶稣基督审判人以密事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
On the end days.
所以在末世,
God will use His word to judge the whole world.
他就会用他的话来审判整个世界。
If we do not do according to His will,
如果我们没有遵循他的旨意的话,
then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们就不能入天国。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Say 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Let's read verse 8 and verse 9.
我们来读
verse 8.
八节第九节,
In flaming fire, taken vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9.
第九节,
This shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So we can see on the end days, God will take vengeance on two different kinds of groups.
在末日呢, 处罚有两种人。
What is the first group?
第一种是什么呢?
He said in flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God.
要报应那些不认识神。
If they do not know God, God also will take vengeance on them.
要报应那些不认识神的人。 如果他们不认识神, 神就会给他们报应。
But there's also another group.
还有另外一群人。
And on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
还那不听从我主耶稣基督福音的人。
And these two groups will be punished with everlasting destruction.
他们要受刑罚就是永远沉沦。
How can the Bible be more clear than this?
圣经能够解释得更清楚吗?
But we can think to ourselves.
我们可以这样子想。
How can those who do not know God also be punished on the end days?
那些在末世的人, 他们不认识神, 为什么他们还要受审判呢?
Look at us as human beings.
我们看我们是人类。
At night time, just step outside.
在晚上呢, 你就站到外面去。
When you see the moons and stars,
你看到了月亮, 你看到了星辰,
you see this whole universe, how awesome it is.
你看到这个宇宙是这么的伟大。
And all these point to there's a great creator in this world.
那这就是说有造物主的存在。
No one can deny this.
没有人能够不承认这个事实。
And look at human being.
我们看人类。
How complex we are.
我们是这么的复杂。
And how full of wisdom we are.
我们有这么有智慧。
No way we can come from a gorilla, a monkey, a chimpanzee. Right?
我们不是从猩猩。
If you go to the zoo,
如果你去动物园,
if you see a chimpanzee ride on a bicycle, wow, you think that is awesome, right?
你看到一个猩猩骑脚踏车, 你会说, 哇, 这个猩猩好厉害。
You go 5 more years, he's still riding a bicycle. Right?
5年之后, 他还是骑同样的脚踏车。
But we see a little boy riding his bicycle.
我们看到一个小男孩, 他骑他的脚踏车。
In 5 years, maybe he's playing the piano.
也许5年以后, 他已经弹钢琴了。
Talking and full of wisdom.
他已经开始讲话了, 很有智慧了。
Because God created all of these things for us.
因为神创造的宇宙是为了我们。
Look at how a baby is born.
我们看到婴孩是怎么样生出来的。
You know, men, we cannot stay underwater. Right?
人呢,
How can a little baby stay in his mother's womb, right, in the water for, you know, almost 9 months?
那为什么婴孩呢,能够在母腹内待9个月之久呢, 在水里?
This is a great miracle within itself.
这个呢,就是神迹。
That's why for every single one of us,
这就是我们的每一位,
the greatest sin of mankind is denying that God exists.
那最大的罪呢,就是不承认神的存在。
So don't think that those do not know God because they're not willing to understand and know and try to find the creator of this world.
不要想说那些不认识的神，因为他们自己心里面不想去认识这位创造宇宙的神。
Why there's so many religion in the world?
为什么在世上有这么多的宗教？
They have one goal.
他们只有
That is to find God.
就是要想要找神。
Because God is just like a heavenly father.
因为神呢就跟天国一样。
When a man is born,
当一个人出世的时候，
He wants to seek for the father.
他就想追寻神。
But then, of course, we all go different way and try to find God.
但是每个人走了不同的路, 想要来找到天父。
But the Bible is the path, the way to find God.
但是圣经呢, 是要怎么样找到神的道路。
So that's why for those people who do not know God,
所以那些不认识神的人,
they cannot be saved.
他们不能得救。
Because like in Romans chapter 1,
就像罗马书第一章所记载,
all the creation declare the existence of God.
所有这些都是讲到神的大能。
If we deny it,
如果我们不认同这一点,
then we do not believe in God.
我们不相信神,
then we won't be baptized.
我们就不会接受洗礼,
then we cannot be saved.
我们就不能得救。
But even though we believe that is baptism,
就算我们相信了洗礼,
but how many baptisms are there that is right?
但是有多少是正确的洗礼呢?
The last time I checked is over 1,000 denominations, right?
上次我查呢, 有基督教有超过1,000个教派。
And many people baptize different ways.
很多不同的洗礼的方式。
For example, Salvation Army.
举一个例子，救世军。
How do they baptize a person?
他们怎么样施洗呢?
They just carry, they put the flags like this.
他们把旗子放在那里。
You run through it.
你从底下经过,
you are baptized.
你就已经接受了洗礼。
And some people baptize with sprinkling water.
有的人接受点水礼。
And some people baptize in the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
有人是接圣父圣子, 还有
face backwards.
圣灵。 然后是头向上的接受洗礼。
But what is God's will for baptism for us?
那神的旨意是什么呢?
Because there's only one baptism according to the Bible.
那叫圣经里面呢, 只有一洗。
Let's go Ephesians chapter 4.
请看以弗所书,
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章,
verse 5.
第四章第五节,
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5.
以弗所书第四章第五节,
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5.
第五节, 只有, 一指望一主一信一洗。
You can see only one baptism.
只有一洗。
So if you want to do God's will,
所以你想要行神的旨意,
we must go to the Bible and find this one baptism.
所以我们要找到圣经里所记载的唯一的洗礼。
Because if we don't do according to the baptism in the Bible, we cannot be saved.
如果我们不是照圣经里所讲的接受洗礼呢, 我们就不能得救。
What is the first thing we must do in baptism?
那洗礼的第一件事是什么呢?
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 28.
请看马太福音第28章。
Matthew 28.
马太福音第28章第19节。
Verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So once again, our Lord Jesus Christ commanded his disciples.
所以这里呢, 主耶稣基督的差遣门徒,
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
你要去使万民做我的门徒,
baptizing them in the name of the Father,
奉父,
and of the Son,
子,
and of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的名。
So this is the true baptism.
所以这就是真正的洗礼。
But we look very closely.
但是我们仔细来看,
Maybe the Chinese is not so clear because there's no singular, there's no plural.
因为中文呢, 也许不是很清楚, 因为没有 单数复数的分别,
but in Greek and in Greek and in English, the name is only one name.
但是在英文呢, 跟希腊文的圣经里面, 这里的名呢, 只有一个。
If the Father and Son Holy Spirit have three names, then the name would have S and S plural.
那如果他们是不同的位格的话呢, 他们就会是多数的。
But the name is only one name.
但这里呢, 只有一个名。
So this means the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they must have only one name.
那这里呢, 表示说父子圣灵只有一个名。
We must find this one name.
我们必须要找到这一个名。
We know Father is not a name.
我们知道父亲并不是一个名字。
For example, I say Father to all of you.
那我在这里我说父亲。
Many of you have children, you will raise your hand.
那很多人在这里有小孩呢，就会举手。
Because Father is not your name. If I say son, many of you who are born, you will raise your hand if you are a son. Right?
有些人是儿子, 我就说儿子, 有些人举手,
because son is not a name.
因为子呢并不是一个名,
but if I say Pastor Ye,
但是如果我说叶传道的话,
I think the whole audience only Pastor Ye is Pastor Ye, right?
好像这里只有一位叶传道,
you're the only one, right?
他是只有一位叶传道,
but you are a father.
但是你也是父亲,
and Deacon Ho is a father.
何执事也是父亲,
but Deacon Ho and Pastor Ye, they are named for them, even though they are fathers.
那何执事跟叶传道他们有不同的名字, 虽然他们两位都是父亲,
the same thing with son.
儿子也是一样,
and the same thing with Holy Spirit.
圣灵也是一样,
so that's why we must find out what is the name of the Father.
我们必须要找到父的名,
what is the name of the Son?
子的名,
what is the name of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的名.
When we find out this one name, then we can baptize a person in that name to be saved.
我们能够找到这个名呢, 我们就可以用他的名来施洗。
Actually, many people have been worshiping God for many years.
很多人呢, 敬拜神很多的,
but surprisingly, they do not know the Father's name.
但是他们并不知道父的名。
Because some people say, oh, Father is Almighty God.
他们说, 父呢, 就是天上的神。
Even Allah, right? Those who are Muslim, they call Allah the Almighty God too.
但是, 回教徒呢, 他们称阿拉为天上的神,
but I'm sure their God and our God is very different.
然后我想他们的神跟我们的神是很不一样的,
right? So we can see here,
我们在这里可以看得到,
we must find out what is the name of the Father.
我们要看父的名是什么。
If I ask Pastor Ye, Pastor Ye, what is your father's name?
我们问叶传道说, 叶传道, 你父亲的名是什么呢?
If Pastor Ye tell me my father's name is Father, I'd be in shock, right?
他如果跟我说, 我父亲的名就是父亲呢, 我就会感到很震惊。
If he say I do not know my father's name, I also be in shock.
如果他说, 我不知道我父亲的名字是什么呢?
If his father know that he does not know his father, his father also be in shock, right?
那如果他父亲, 如果叶传道不知道他父亲的名, 他父亲也会很讶异。
So what is the name of the Father?
父亲的名是什么?
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
Let's look at the book of John.
我们看约翰福音,
17.
约翰福音,
John chapter 17.
第17章,
John chapter 17.
约翰福音第17章,
let's start from verse 6.
我们从第六节开始看,
John 17 verse 6.
约翰福音第17章第6节,
we know the Bible when it's written in red is the word of Jesus Christ.
如果你的圣经有不同颜色的话呢, 红色的是主耶稣基督他亲口说的话。
And Jesus prayed to the Father.
主耶稣基督祷告说,
and he spoke to his disciple.
然后跟他的门徒说,
and he said, I have manifested your name to the men.
我已经将你的名显明与他们。
Chapter 17 verse 6, I have manifested your name to the men.
我已经将你的名显明与他们。
So this is a clue, right?
所以这里呢是一个线索。
If for example for myself,
对我来说,
let's read verse 11 first.
我们先来读第11节,
John chapter 17 verse 11.
请看第17章第11节,
now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name the name that you have given to me.
在这里说到, 从今以后我不在世上, 他们却在世上, 我往你那里去, 圣父啊, 求你因你所赐我们的名, 保守他们。
So the name that Jesus has been given by the Father, and that is his name.
那这个名字呢, 是父给的,
就是他的名字。 And Jesus said, I have manifest your name.
他说我已经显明了你的名。
So for example,
所以举个例子来说,
you do not know my father's name.
你不知道我父亲的名字。
And I say, my name is my father given to me, which is his name.
我说我的名字是我父亲给我的，就是他的名字。
And I manifest my father's name.
那我就显明了我父亲的名字。
So even though you do not know my father's name,
就算你不知道我父的名字,
if I tell you my name is Vudi,
我告诉你我的名字是Vudi,
then if this name is my father's name, for sure you know that my father's name is also Vudi.
那如果我说我父的名跟我一样的话, 你也知道我父亲的名字就是Vudi.
Just like George Foreman, right? The boxer, right?
就像打拳的拳王George Foreman一样。
I think you have 6, 7 sons. All their name is what? What's George, all named George, right?
那他七六七个儿子, 他的名字呢, 都叫做乔治。
So if one of their sons say, how did you get your name?
那有个人问他说, 我怎么要得到我的名字?
Oh, my father gave his name to me.
他说, 我的爸爸给, 把他的名字给了我。
And I manifest his name.
然后我就接受了他的名字。
So you do not need to know George, just know his son, and you know that the father is George.
所以你知道他的爸爸的名字呢, 也叫做George。
So what is the name of the father?
所以父的名是什么呢?
The name of the father is Jesus.
父的名呢就是主耶稣,
because the name of the Father he given to Jesus.
那就是这个名字也就是耶稣。
So we know now the name of the Father.
所以我们知道父的名。
What about what is the name of the Son?
那子的名是什么呢?
I think everybody knows the name of the Son.
也许大家都知道子的名是什么。
And that is Jesus.
就是耶稣。
So we find out already the name of the Father is Jesus.
父的名是耶稣。
The name of the Son is Jesus. What about the name of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵的名字是什么呢?
Let's go to John chapter 14.
我们请看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 23.
第十四章第23节。
Verse 23.
第23节。
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
耶稣回答说, 人若爱我们就遵守我的道, 我父也必爱他, 并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
So during this time, Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit.
在这时候呢, 主耶稣基督所讲的是圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of the Son.
因为这是父跟子的灵。
Say, if you love me,
说若爱我,
He will keep my word.
必遵守我的道,
and my Father will love Him.
我父也必爱他,
and we will come to make a home with Him.
我们要到他那里去。
Look at verse 26.
请看第26节。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
第十四章第26节,
But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name.
但保卫师就是父因我的名要差来的圣灵。
So what is the name of the Holy Spirit?
这圣灵的名是什么呢?
If Jesus said it was sent in my name, the name of Jesus is Jesus. The name of the Holy Spirit must be also Jesus.
那这里主耶稣基督说我的名差来的圣灵, 那圣灵的名字就是耶稣, 耶稣的名字也就是耶稣。
So that's why when Jesus told his disciple,
所以当主耶稣基督 跟门徒说的时候,
Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
要借着父、子、圣灵的名来施洗。
And that name is singular.
那这是只有名,
because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has only one name.
因为父、子、圣灵只有一个名。
And that name is Jesus.
那个名呢就是耶稣。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
请看使徒行传。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 38.
第38节,
then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
For sure, when Jesus said to his disciple,
那当那时候很确定的呢, 是主耶稣基督跟门徒说的时候,
Baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你要是借着父子圣灵的名施洗。
Peter must be one of the disciples listened to Jesus.
彼得呢必定是在那时候的一位门徒。
Then when he received the Holy Spirit,
他受了圣灵,
he realized,
他了解了,
the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
这个父子圣灵的名呢, 就是耶稣。
So that's why when he baptized the 3,000 during that time,
所以那时候他为了3,000人施洗。
Because then they ask what we must do to be saved.
那时候他们问说我们要怎么样才能得救。
So you must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
那这里彼得说你们要悔改奉耶稣的名受洗。
Because Jesus covered the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
因为基督的名就是父的名、子的名、圣灵的名。
And look at Acts chapter 8.
请看使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上, 他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
Once again, the disciple baptized in the name of Jesus.
那在这里呢, 同样的是, 以耶稣的名,
Let's go to Acts chapter 19.
我们现在来看,
Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传第十九章。
Verse 5.
第十九章第五节。
When they had heard this, they were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus.
他们听见这话就奉耶稣主耶稣的名受洗。
So this is one true baptism.
只有一个真正的洗礼。
Baptized in the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
是借着父子圣灵的名。
And that name is Jesus.
那个名呢就是主耶稣。
If only we only baptize in the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we baptize in no name.
那如果我们是照父子圣灵接受洗礼的话，没有名。
Because Father is not a name.
因为父不是一个名,
Son is not a name.
子不是一个名,
Holy Spirit is not a name.
圣灵不是一个名,
but the name of these three is Jesus.
那这三个呢的名呢,
so that's why throughout the whole book of Acts, they baptize people named Jesus.
那在这个从使徒行传来看, 他们都是借着主耶稣基督的名来,
so now that we know this.
So now that we know this, 现在我们了解了,
let's go to the book of Romans.
我们回到罗马书,
chapter 6.
罗马书第六章,
chapter 6, verse 3.
第六章第三节,
verse 3.
第三节,
Or do you not know that as many of us as baptized into Christ Jesus, remember, baptized into Christ Jesus,
岂不知我们受洗归入基督耶稣, 我们在这里看到是归入基督耶稣,
were baptized into his death,
是受洗归入他的死。
Then verse 4,
第四节,
Therefore we bury with him through baptism to death.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬。
Now the Greek word for baptism,
希腊文洗礼,
is baptizo.
是 baptizo 这
个字。I was a Greek Orthodox for many years.
我以前是在希腊东正教里面。
When I was baptized,
当我那时候接受洗礼的时候
，they put me completely under the water.
然后把我全身入浸。
Because the Greek Orthodox, they know the word itself this means completely fully submerged.
因为在希腊文里面是要全身入浸。
Why? Because when we are baptized,
那为什么呢？在我们接受洗礼的时候
，we are buried with Christ through baptism.
因为我们是借着洗礼呢，跟他一起死。
I'm sure when we go to the cemetery, right?
那当我们到了墓园的时候
I mean, I think many of us went to the cemetery before.
有的时候我们到了一些公墓
When we go to the cemetery, you ever see like people's arm, one arm sticking up, one leg sticking up, right?
我们会看到有人的手露出来，脚露出来吗？
Of course not.
那当然不会。
They are buried 6 feet underneath the ground, right?
因为它是在地底下六尺的地方。
That's why we all say 6 by 6, right? 6 this way and 6 downward.
所以我们说六乘六，然后往下还要有六尺。
But someone like, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, it must take a lot of space.
那如果像打篮球的 Shaquille O'Neal 的话，他需
要的地更多。But for sure, even for Shaquille O'Neal, you don't allow his arm to stick up. You must dig deeper, right, and wider, so be completely buried.
那就算是他的话呢，他的手跟脚也不会露出来，他们会挖得更深，把他埋得更深。
So that's why baptism.
这就是为什么洗礼。
We must be fully submerged under the water.
所以我们必须要全身入浸。
If we are not fully submerged under the water,
如果我们没有全身入浸
we have not baptized according to the Bible.
我们并没有照着圣经所教导的来受洗。
Look at, and verse chapter 6 verse 5 book of Romans.
请看罗马书第六章第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For we have been united together in likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in likeness of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So when we are baptized, we must be baptized in the likeness of his death.
所以我们必须要像他死的形象一样。
How did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
主耶稣基督是怎么受死的？
I see many people say he died like this.
有些人说他是手张开死在十字架上。
Maybe die like this.
也许他手是往上的。
And there's many different ways that he died.
很多不同的讲法。
But according to the Bible,
但是照圣经来说
How did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
主耶稣基督是怎么死的？
Let's go to the book of John chapter 6, chapter 19.
请看约翰福音第十九章。
John 19 verse 30.
第十九章第三十节。
John 19:30.
请看约翰福音第十九章第三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowed his head, he gave up his spirit.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
This is how our Lord Jesus Christ died.
这是主耶稣基督怎么受死的。
Because when he received the sour wine,
因为当他尝了醋
，and he said, "It is finished."
他说成了。
When he said, "It is finished," he did not die yet.
他说成了，他那时候还没有死。
Because if he said, "It is finished," and then if he died already, then how did he die?
那如果他说成了就死了呢？他是怎么死的
？We wouldn't know how he died.
我们就不知道。
But when he say it is finished,
他说成了
，then he bowed his head.
便低下头。
This is how he died.
这就是他怎么死的。
Because during time Jesus take the sin of the world and put on his shoulders.
那时候他把全世界的罪架在他的肩膀上。
And the Bible said that the sin was so heavy he could not lift up his head.
圣经说这个罪是这么重，所以他头并不能抬起来。
But when during that time when Jesus took the sin of the world,
那时候他受了受死的时候
，just like for us,
是为了我们。
We go in front of God,
就像我们到神面前。
We ask Him to forgive us for our sin.
我们要他原谅我们以前所犯的罪。
Just when you go in front of the king,
就好像你到王之前。
No way you go to the king, you go like this when you talk to him.
你没有像头举起来的这样子对王讲话的。
Most of the time you go in front of the king, you can't even look at them straight in the eye.
很多时候你去王之前，你根本不能直视他。
You must actually look at the ground.
你就必须看地上。
And when they're walking by, you can't even look at their feet. You have to look at the ground.
你就看你的脚，你看地上。
How much more when we go in front of the Almighty God?
那我们到我们万能的神之天父之前呢
？So when we are baptized,
所以当我们接受洗礼的时候
，we must bow our head.
所以我们头必须面要向下。
To ask God to forgive us for our sin.
要神原谅我们的罪。
So this is the one true baptism.
这就是。正确的洗礼。
So we know it's important to be baptized.
我们知道接受洗礼是重要的。
Because Jesus said you must be born again of water.
因为神说你要借着水来重生。
If you're not born again of water, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
你没有借水重生，你不能入天国。
Because only born of water, we can wash the sin away.
只有这样子呢，才能把你的罪洗净。
But the baptism it must be in the right way.
但是必须要是正确的洗礼。
You must baptize in the name of Jesus.
要借着主耶稣的名洗礼。
Baptize completely buried under the water.
要全身入浸。
And also with a head bow.
然后面要朝下,
and this is not something to be make up.
这并不是我们所编出来的,
this is what Jesus and the Bible teach us to do if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这是主耶稣基督, 还有圣经教导我们, 如果我们想要进天国的话,
so that's why when we go out and listen to Christians,
所以当我们听跟其他基督徒,
if they do not use the Bible to explain the way of salvation, do not listen to them.
那如果他们不是借着圣经来讲救恩的话呢, 我们就不需要听他们的,
because men may have many different ideas,
因为每一个人都有不同的想法,
but men's idea is never the same as God's idea.
但是人的想法跟神的想法是不一样的,
because man's will is never according to God's will.
人的旨意跟神的旨意是不一样的,
but we want to go to the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们想要进天国,
we must call our Lord Jesus Christ Lord, Lord.
我们必须要说, 我主, 我主,
we must prophesy in his name.
我们必须要传他的福音,
we must cast out demons in his name.
我们必须要借他的名赶鬼,
we must perform miracles and signs in his name.
那我们必须要借着他的名行神迹,
but most important, we must do everything according to his will.
但是更重要的是我们要做他所说的, 他的旨意,
and only then we can be saved.
只有这样的话呢, 我们才能得救。
So may God bless all of you.
愿神祝福这里的每一位。
Let's rise up and sing hymn 162.
请站立唱诗第162首。
162.
唱诗162首。